coming up on episode number 266. It's the Thanksgiving Beatles double shot cover story. Man, that's a mouthful. And usually for these, I don't do a lot of the talking. So I'm going to let John and Paul do a little bit of the talking and talk about cover songs.
Like the dresses to John and Paul. You write a lot of stuff that other people steal from you and also purchase from you. In different arrangements, Ella Fitzgerald and a lot of these Boston Pops and stuff like that. When you listen to this on the radio or records and stuff, how do you feel about them using your pieces and changing them around to suit their styles?
Depends how they do it, you know.
The thing is, they don't steal it.
No, I know that.
What is it? You just said they did?
Well, some...
Okay. No, it's once we've done a song and it's published, anyone can do it. So, you know, whether we like it or not depends on whether they've done it to our taste. You know,
well, then let's ask it this way. Who do you think does it the best, the Beatles songs?
Us.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's November 22nd, 2006. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you all Beatles. Now, I get a lot of requests for a Beatles cover story, or at least I did when I first started this. And I decided that Thanksgiving is a good time. You've got the whole family together. And the Beatles is one of those groups, Beatles are one of those groups, that is appreciated by the young and the old. You know, I like the Beatles really early on, introduced to them, their music by my dad, and still like them. And I know, you know, my grandfather still likes the Beatles. So they're one of those groups that is generally appreciated. And since Thanksgiving is a time that people come together, at least for those of us who celebrate it, there are people out there, of course, in different countries and different groups that listen to the show that don't celebrate it, I thought it would be a good idea to start this. So this is the third annual Beatles cover story. I've done this on Thanksgiving for the last 2 years, and feel free to go check those shows out. They're in the archives. They're longer than usual because there are so many Beatles covers. I've got close to 500 of them just on my laptop, and that's without all the ones that I still haven't transferred over from CDs. So it's a good opportunity for me to kind of get a lot of those Beatles tracks out there. So it's a longer show than usual. I do a lot less talking than usual. And later on in the show, we're going to have a giveaway for a Helmet MP3 player. But before we get to any of that, we've got to get into the music. Our first track tonight comes from This Bird Has Flown, which was a 40th anniversary tribute to, which one was it, Rubber Soul or Revolver? I think it was Rubber Soul. Yeah, it was Rubber Soul. So we're going to start off with a track that somebody requested, and I'd forgotten how much I love this track when I first picked up that album. This is Dar Williams with her cover of You Won't See Me.
It was so hard to find. Now even listen. I wouldn't mind if I knew what I was missing. Though the days are few, they're filled with tears. And since I lost you, it feels like years. Yeah, it seems so long, girl, since you've been gone. And I just can't
I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And though the time has come, so my love, I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
got to thank Shelby from Shifted Sound for recommending that I play the PM Dawn version of Norwegian Wood. Way, way cool. That comes from the Bliss album, which came out in 1993. Before that, Christopher Jack. Now, this came out on a CD that was only released here in Colorado for a local radio station called The Mountain. I think there's probably a lot of radio stations in the country. It's one of those formats like Jack format and Alice and stuff like that that's all over the country. But this was The Mountain releasing a CD of local artists all doing Beatles covers. And I thought that one, Christopher Jack's version of I Follow the Sun, was too beautiful to pass up. Before that, we had We Can Work It Out by Phil Keaggy and PFR. And then we start off the set with a recommendation from Prescott. Dar Williams doing You Won't See Me from the This Bird Has Flown, the 40th anniversary tribute to Rubber Soul. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. All right, let's get a little funky here. Here is a version of Help performed by Scott Isaac.
So much younger than today, I never really needed anybody's help in any way. Now I'm old, and I ain't so very sure. I think I need a little help now, baby, just to open up the door. Help me if you please. Oh, I do, you know I do, appreciate you hanging around. Oh, help me, help me get my feet back on the ground. Oh, won't you please, oh please, help me. My friends all say, lately I'm acting strange. Oh, but they just don't seem to understand. In my life, you know it's been such a change. I think I found myself a brand new and better thing. Well, help me if you please. Yes, I'm feeling down. No, I do. Declare I do appreciate you hanging round. Well, help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, oh please, help me.
You can't see me. You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
yes, yes, you're that gonna girl. Lose that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
she's
mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her
I'm
kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, yes,
called The Beatles Discovered. Now, this is a CD that comes with a book. It's only available with a book called The Beatles Discovered, which is a listing of every album, every song that the Beatles recorded, and all of the covers. It's an amazing resource, but of course, it's something that seems to change every day. But some amazing history, photographs, listings, things like that. And I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can check out that book and pick up the CD. Before that, you heard And Your Bird Can Sing by Jim Reed from a Mojo magazine release called Revolver Reloaded. My two favorite Beatles CDs have to be Rubber Soul and Revolver. I can't get enough of either of those two discs. And one of these days, I will put together one of the two as a cover-to-cover album cover story. We'll see which one, and I gotta be careful that I don't pull too much from This Bird Has Flown and Revolver cover or Revolver Reloaded and things like that. And then we start off the set. I think I may have said Scott Isaac. I meant to say Isaac Scott with a very, very bluesy rendition of Help. That comes from a CD compilation called All You Need Is Covers. Some older stuff on that, some older cover songs. I don't have the date on that. I have the date that the CD came out, which is 1983. But I believe that that song is from 1972, from what I'm seeing online. All right, keeping it going here. Let's get into something a little bit more modern, a little bit more electronic. This is Morpho Eugenia, and I got to make sure I get the pronunciation right, and John Selway. Morpho Eugenia and John Selway comes from a CD called Beatles Regrooved. Here's Across the Universe.
Yeah. working girl north of England way. And now she's hit the big time in the USA. And if she could only hear me, this is what I'd say. Oh, honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love, but I'm lazy, so won't you come on home? Oh, honey pie, my position is tragic. Come and show me the magic of your Hollywood song. You became a legend of the silver screen, and now the thought of meeting you makes me weak in the knees. Please, ooh, honey pie, you are driving me frantic. Sail across the Atlantic to be where you belong. Honey pie, honey pie, oh honey, I'm talking to you, honey pie, yes. Won't you come back to me? I really need you, honey pie. Will the wind that blew your boat across the sea kindly send you sailing home to me? Please, ooh, honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love, but I'm lazy, so won't you come on home? I say, honey pie, my position is tragic. Sail across the Atlantic to be where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me. Honey pie, come back to me. Honey pie, come back.
Places I remember in my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments with lovers and friends. Still can recall, some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more.
How beautiful is that? That is Alison Krogh. I've been playing a lot of Alison Krogh on the show lately, and if you're a visitor to the forums, you know that she's become quite a presence there as far as being mentioned and talked about. I believe her producer or manager is online there, Julian, and I am talking to him about the possibility of getting her on the show for an interview and talk about some of her influences and see, you know, what's next for Alison Krogh. That comes from a CD called Tidings, and of course it's a cover of In My Life, one of my favorite Beatles songs, and I always have to play a cover of In My Life if I can. Before that, you heard Tuck and Patty by request from Larry and Debbie from Ohio. Tuck and Patty from the album Love Warriors. And then we start off the set with Across the Universe, a very electronic version of Across the Universe, performed there by Morpho Eugenia and John Selway from Beatles Regrooved. And I got to thank Bill from Koch Records for sending me that one. All right, well, let's go ahead and do the drawing. We're about, we're a little more than halfway through the show. Now, for the contest, I actually got 50 entries. And so what I did, rather than cutting up a piece of paper into 50 little pieces and numbering them and all that, I have a deck of cards here. You can hear that. And I've taken out the King and Queen of Spades. So I've got the hearts in here representing 1 through 13. The diamonds are 14 through 26. Clubs are 27 through 39. And spades are 40 through 50. And what I'll do during the next set, I'm going to pick a card here. I'm going to shuffle, as you can hear me doing. I'm going to pick a card, and then during the next set, I will figure out which Gmail the number corresponds to. And then during the next break, I'll tell you who the winner is. All right? So, and this is for the Helmet MP3 player, which you can check out at helmetmp3.com. It's a little cube MP3 player that they've fit into a helmet, a football helmet, a college football helmet to be specific. And you can get it with various college football logos on there. So you can have your alma mater logo on there. Okay, I think I've shuffled these things enough. I'm going to spread the cards out and pick one, and the winner is the Jack of Spades. Well, that's actually going to be pretty easy to figure out because it's going to be the first entry in the list. What are the odds of that, right? So that goes to Gary Connor. Congratulations, Gary. You've won yourself a Helmet MP3 player from helmetmp3.com. All right. But don't worry, we'll have more giveaways through the end of the year. We're giving away an iPod during the Coverville Countdown at the very end of the year. And I'm also expecting some stuff, some really cool cases and things like that. So we will have lots of giveaways, and I'm happy to do that. That was always one of my favorite things about listening to the radio, was the call-in and the trivia contest and things like that. All right. Let's get into another suggestion. This is the Yonder Mountain String Band from also from that This Bird Has Flown. I don't usually like to pull two songs from the same CD, but I love that Dar Williams track, and this one was an early request, so I thought I'd throw it in there. It's also short. It's Think for Yourself. Here are the Yonder Mountain String Band.
Say about the things that you do. You're telling all those lies about the good things that we can have if we close our eyes. Do what you want to do and go where you're going to. Think for yourself, 'cause I will be there with you. Do what you want to do and go where you're going to. yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you. Although your mind's okay, try thinking more, if just for your own sake. The future still looks good, and you've got time to rectify all the things that you should. Going to think for yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you. Do what you want to do, and go where you're going to. Think for yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you. Think for yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you.
Hey Brian, this is Jason from Delaware. I've been catching up on some old episodes and noticed that you have your Beatles Thanksgiving show coming up. And if you haven't already set the playlist for that, I have a petition for you that I haven't heard on your show. It's the Beatles' "Oh Darling," done by Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, off their live album called Live Art. As you know, they are a instrumental band, but they have a guest singer for the song and really do a, you know, give it the Bela Fleck flair with the banjo and all the other instruments they use. So I'd love to hear it. Love the show. Keep it up. Bye.
Reflector, the one and only Johnny C.
going out to Nick in Washington, D.C. That is While My Guitar Gently Weeps, performed there by Phish. Kind of a bluegrass set here, bluegrass and jam band set. That comes from the Phish live album, Volume 8, East Center, Camden. Before that, you heard Bela Fleck and the Flecktones from the Live Art album with their cover of Oh Darling, going out to Jason in Delaware. And then we start off the set with Think for Yourself by the Yonder Mountain String Band. Again, that also comes from This Bird Has Flown, the 40th anniversary tribute to Rubber Soul. All right, one more set, and we're going to close out with a set of more rockin' versions of Beatles songs, including something by one of the Beatles himself. We'll get to that in just a moment. We're going to start off the set, though, with a favorite of mine, Doug Kilishek, a Seattle artist that I think just does an amazing, amazing pop song. Here's a cover of the Beatles' I Want to Tell You.
It's only me, it's not my mind that is confusing things. I want to tell you, I feel hung up and don't know why. I don't mind, I could wait forever, I've got time.
Oops, didn't have the microphone on there. That is Godhead, recommended by Sharon, the official Coverville historian, the person who puts together all the lists of songs that I've played so I can put them into the PHP script and SQL site. Anyway, that's Eleanor Rigby, covered there by Godhead from their album 2000 Years of Human Error from 2001. Before that, you heard Love Me Do. Now, here's the story behind that. It's Ringo Starr, obviously, covering Love Me Do. The reason he covered it, according to Dennis, was because he was sick and out of the studio when the Beatles recorded it. And it was the only Beatles song recorded that he didn't play drums on. So he went back and recorded his own cover version on that for 1998's Vertical Man. And then we started, no, we didn't start off the set with this. We played Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the band Betty. That was a suggestion from Tina. Thank you, Tina. Not Tina, my wife, but a different Tina. That's a band called Betty. It comes from the album Betty 3, not to be confused with a person called Betty, kind of like what I did with Hem, where I said Hem was a she. No, she Betty, or Hem is a they, just like Betty is a they. And you can find out more about them at hellobetty.com. And we start off the set with Doug Kilishek, one of my favorites, doing a cover of I Want to Tell You. And that comes directly from the artist. All right, well, a minute and 15 minutes here. Congratulations again to our winner of the Helmet MP3 player, Gary. And let's see. Well, I guess we'll just go right into it. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-2683. I've been listening to too much Jawbone. And then, of course, you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. Please let me know what songs you want to hear for the next Beatles show, or what songs you want to hear for any future all-request shows that you thought, oh, man, yeah, it would have been cool if he played this, but he can save it for a request show. Yeah, I don't want to hear any, oh, man, I was really disappointed that you didn't play so-and-so. No, no, no. Don't say it like that. Send it to me, and I'll get it in an all-request show. And that is going to do it for tonight's show. We'll be back on Sunday with the All Request Show, as usual. Until then, this is Brian Abbott with, man, my voice is just going, isn't it? This is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.